Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Sexual Magic Tarot card deck, and I have the Magician card. This magician looks very angry, very aggressive, very ready to... It looks like he's ready to fight. Truth is, we really do protect our own selves sensually and sexually quite a lot. We're not willing to open up to people in that way because for some reason it's either seen as taboo or you don't want to be, you basically don't want to be seen as somebody who just goes off with everyone, or at the same time, if you are that kind of person, you feel that somebody might say to you, oh, do you know what, you are just, you're a bit of a slut, really. The truth is, it's your body. You can decide how you want to be portrayed inside your body and outside your body. Sometimes our mind overcomes things. So if we feel like we can get close to someone, then my sister's like, oh, hold on, wait a second. Your body is getting all of these signals and... no, step back, step back, step back, and we're very protective, even though it's quite obvious. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. As a psychic, sometimes I can feel people... Well, I'm sure a lot of you are very intuitive, and you know when somebody has a physical interest in you, but they do back away quite a lot, and you're just like... It's quite obvious, the signs that you are implying that this is where things go, but you back off. You're just like, do you know what? I can see what's happening here. You're obviously not ready. Now, this is an indication of somebody who isn't ready to either commit or let go of themselves, right? And we all do this where we hide our own personal selves and bodies because fear of exposure, or how we are portrayed, or how we are seen, or we don't know how we're going to feel afterwards, or what the... what's going to happen? Will this person stay? Do you want them to stay? Do you want them to go? You know, will they attach themselves to you? And realistically, you just wanted to be with them just for that moment. Are there too many emotions involved? And we get all of these things, and we see things, how people portray themselves in the media very sexually. And you're just like, I wish I was a bit more open like they are. And realistically, it's up to you to decide how much of your body you want to give. You don't always have to follow through and just give yourself all the time. But you need to be aware that you are actually a very human person. Human person? Does that even sound right? That you are capable of giving yourself if that is something that you want to do. There's no reason for you to think, what will people think of me? Because their opinions of your body doesn't matter. Your opinion of your body is what matters the most. Now, we hide our affection, we hide our loves, but then we secretly, sometimes we'll have our own little thoughts in our mind being, I wish I could get a hug, I wish I could get someone to hold me the way that I want to be held. But the truth is, if we don't really allow ourselves to receive those things, then we don't know what we really want. There was this is a little bit more information than you probably want to, and so you probably might want to stop listening now. There was someone who I knew who didn't do self-pleasure to themselves, shall we say. And they were quite vocal towards me and my friend, and we both said, well, okay, if you don't, how do you know what your interests actually are? And they were like, well, I know, because I just know. But if you don't explore your own self, how do you even know what you like, what you don't like? It is your body indeed. And nobody should dictate to you how you can use it. Okay. So with this magician card, even though he's very aggressive, it's basically, with any magician cards, it's like you do have all the tools, you have all the elements, the swords, the wands, the pentacles, the cups, so fire, water, earth, oh, I can think of the last one and the other one. you have all of these elements in you, and so they're up to you how you want to use them, basically. And that's about it. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.